Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon has been arrested on charges that he and three others ripped off donors to an online fundraising scheme, We Build the Wall. The charges were contained in an indictment unsealed today in Manhattan federal court. Federal prosecutors allege that Bannon and three others orchestrated a scheme to defraud hundreds of thousands of donors in connection with an online crowdfunding campaign that raised more than $25 million to build a wall along the southern border of the U.S. The indictment said Bannon received more than $1 million himself, using some of the pay for a co-defendant and hundreds of thousands more to cover Bannon's personal expenses. Today, a federal judge cleared the way for a New York prosecutor to get President Trump's tax returns. The judge rejected a last-ditch attempt by Trump's lawyers to block a subpoena issued to his accounting firm. U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero's ruling echoes his prior decisions in the case, which was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court last month. The high court returned the case to Marrero so Trump's lawyers could get another chance to challenge the subpoena issued by the Manhattan District Attorney. Trump's lawyers immediately appealed the decision to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Last week, Florida Southern College announced it was changing its reopening plan to limit density on campus in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. But WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports the change has led some students to feel abandoned by the institution.
Ahad Aziz had his plane ticket ready. Like every other semester, he'd be flying from his home in Oregon to start school at Florida Southern College in Lakeland. Then just a few weeks before takeoff, he found out he didn't make the cut.
When I got the email, I felt hopeless and betrayed by the school. I guess it makes sense, but still, I don't think it's fair to have certain people live on campus while there are other people who benefit from in-class learning like me. Like, I can't really do virtual learning.
In July, the college released a detailed plan outlining steps it had taken to open school safely, including enhanced social distancing, regular sanitization of facilities, and remote learning. Aziz was still set to move into his on-campus apartment and resume his job in the school's admissions office, where he works to buy groceries and save for graduate school. So he bought the ticket. Then on August 10th, the school announced the plan had to change as Florida saw a spike in COVID-19 cases. Changes included limiting density by offering housing only to new students and certain majors. Vice President of Communications and Marketing, Grant Heston.
We listened to the medical experts and just determined with the conditions the way they were, we need to go to a lower density model.
Heston said the pains being felt by students and the challenges faced by schools are seen across the country. Earlier this week, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill reversed course and announced it wouldn't hold in-person classes on campus after about 130 students tested positive for COVID-19 in the first week since classes began.
This was not an easy decision, but it's the right decision. And I think as you've seen colleges and universities just this week struggle with reopening at full capacity, you're seeing why the decision was made.
Like Aziz, who double majors in hospital administration and psychology, student Robert McLaughlin feels left out. He's able to commute, but since density is limited, he said, so are his learning options. He's loved his first 2 years, but now feels disappointed and disillusioned at what the future holds.
As an economist, I can say wholeheartedly that the $50,000, $55,000 a year that Florida Southern is charging their student to learn online is not worth it. If it weren't for the immense number of friends that I have at Florida Southern and the attachments that I've made with these people, I would have moved colleges.
McLaughlin, who majors in economics and political science, said in-person learning and school facilities are as important to him as some of the other majors prioritized over his. He worries the school is saving money with its new plan versus a more costly reopening plan. Florida Southern College's Heston said that's not the case.
Florida Southern has invested millions in making sure that this campus will be as healthy and prepared as possible for students to return, from personal protective equipment to cleaning supplies to physical distancing changes we're making, all of those things. And we're doing it because we believe it's the right thing to do for students and our faculty and staff.
Heston said his heart is with students like McLaughlin and Aziz, but tough choices had to be made. Aziz said he just hopes he'll be able to return to school in the spring, or in the least, we'll know with enough time to plan if he won't.
Take this time to ensure that there isn't an outbreak on campus, ensure that everyone can come back to campus in the spring, and maybe not wait until the last second to let us know.
For WMNF, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
South Dakota health officials say a number of people who attended the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally this month, including some who came from out of state, have come down with COVID-19. Here's the weather tonight. Scattered thunderstorms with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.